This is my town. This is where I was born and raised.
Sheriff Deputy Manny Marquez has patrolled the lower valley of El Paso County for 29 years. It's a historic region where Spanish settlers built three Catholic missions nearly 400 years ago. Today, it's mainly low-income families and pecan farmers. When Marquez was a kid, he remembers families from both sides of the border picnicking on the banks of the Rio Grande River. Day laborers would regularly cross from Mexico into the United States and back. But that's not all that crossed.
This area was very lucrative for smuggling, not just, you know, smuggling of people, smuggling of narcotics. In some places, you could drive a vehicle across, load it with drugs, and make it completely across, no problem.
Now, an 18-foot-tall, rust-colored border fence keeps much of that traffic out. But a strong economic incentive means the culture of smuggling persists.
There's a lot of people that live in these areas and have lived here forever that you might say are career smugglers. There's, you know, and it's passed down from family member to family member, generation to generation.
Willie Gandera Jr. calls himself a native son of this vast and rural county. Up until late February, he represented it as county commissioner. But Gandera resigned after being arrested and charged with trafficking more than 100 pounds of marijuana. The day he bailed out of jail, a crowd of reporters was waiting for him.
Mr. Gandera, how do you plan to restore the family name?
Gandera, unshaven and wearing a white V-neck shirt, only muttered four words.
I've talked to my attorney.
The Gandera name is well known in his hometown of Socorro. The family owns local land and has a prosperous recycling business. A Gandera currently sits on the town council. Willie Jr. and his father are both former mayors. Before his arrest, Willie Jr. was running for a seat in the Texas House of Representatives. It's a kind of power structure local political professor Leon Blevins has seen before.
There has been a tradition in that area, as well as all along the Mexican border, of the patron system. One person or a few people within one family dominating the political system over a long period of time.
And as is often the case, power breeds corruption. Professor Blevins has witnessed it in at least a dozen former students who went on to public office.
Some of these people get greedy. They want more. And they perhaps invest in a house or cars and sending their children to college, and then sometimes they sell their souls.
Lately, the Gandera name has suffered. Willie Gandera Sr. was indicted in 2010 on corruption charges while serving on the local school board. A third Gandera faces corruption charges as the former superintendent of a California school district. Current Socorro Mayor Trini Lopez says locals often come to him asking for favors, like pardoning a traffic ticket.
You know, some people think that because I'm in this position, I can do whatever I want. That's not true. I had to follow the rules. I had to follow the law.
Willie Gandera Jr. has pleaded not guilty to the drug charges. A judge has sealed most of the evidence in the case, including recordings that allegedly show Gandera discussing marijuana storage with an informant. Gandera's attorney says his client has a clean record and a long history of community service. A new county commissioner will be elected in May during the primary election. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.